So well, here I am with Frankie Day. Frankie, let us know when you first got into radio.
Well, Dan, first thing I want to say to you, thank you for having me, and I'll be glad to give you all that information. Believe it or not, at 19 years old, I started DJing at the year I graduated from high school. Mm-hmm. And for 5 years, I had the dances on Sunday night, every night, out at the Lincoln Avenue District. So that's actually when I started.
Wow.
But I took a break at the age of 26. I got married, bought a home, and wanted to raise a family. And I figured, well, disc jockeys don't make a lot of money, so I'll turn this all over to our good friend. Mm-hmm. You know who I mean. So it's been a wonderful ride, though. Now, how I got back on the radio, so I've never been on it, mm-hmm. was at the young age of 65. Believe it or not, I sold the station all their office furniture, and the gentleman noticed my resume that I had 35 years in the office supply business, and I had a record collection, and we're still playing the music every Sunday in my game room with my family. And he said, well, if you still have your record collection, why don't you come on board? I need another DJ. How would you like to try it out? Well, Danny, I got to tell you this. At age 65, I thought that was so exciting. I went in the office and said, okay, I'll have a tryout for a radio station. And I've been on it for ever since. My first show was March 5th, 2005, 4 p.m. to 6:30.
Wow. Wow.
So the important thing is I truly love this music, okay? Mm-hmm. And I believe that it's the greatest music ever recorded. The sounds of the 50s, 60s, 70s that bring back the fondest memories. And I truly love doing this. And, of course, in 2010, I won an award for the station. I was Ross on Radio conducted the survey, and there were 120 stations nominated. Mm-hmm. And after 3 weeks, it was reduced to 11. And I was one of the stations reduced to 11. And they called me, said, Frankie, you got a huge listening audience. We wish you a lot of luck. In the end of the 2 weeks, guess what? I ended up number 2 in the USA and Canada.
Wow.
It's the most listened to radio station.
That is pretty neat.
Yes, it is. Very neat. Very, very proud of that.
Yes.
Very proud.
I would too. I would too be. You mentioned that it's the oldest for you because you love the memories and all that. You know, for me, I love the music too. I don't have the memories. I'm not that old, but I love the music. I mean, there, like you said, there's no greater music ever recorded, and that's exactly how I feel about it.
Well, it'll never be duplicated. Believe me, those groups back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s were awesome. And when you play, like, My Girl by the Temptations, it still gives me a thrill, baby.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. So when you first got into to radio and to what you see it now, has it changed any for you?
Well, it definitely has changed. And the biggest change that I haven't seen is the music has disappeared in most of the radio stations, with many of the stations not playing the greatest music ever recorded. And I see a big advantage here for Crime Sounds Radio to capture all those young people who want to hear those memory songs and be remembered as who they were with, what they were doing, mm-hmm. and the time we had was the best years of our life.
That's awesome, man. Okay, and so your style of DJing, how would you describe it?
Well, I would say very upbeat.
I can see that. Okay.
Nothing negative comes out of my mouth. And myself, I say my prayers 4 times a day, and saying at the end of each of my radio shows, please don't forget to go to church on Sunday. And thank the good Lord for another wonderful week on this earth. And that's been a very positive thing because people have said to me, Frankie, you are a true person. You're a real human being, and we just love it. Keep it up.
That's awesome, man. And so what about setbacks? Have you had any major setbacks since you've been on the radio?
I sure have. When do you hear this one? back in the 2013,
okay.
While I was on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Dini, I have to tell you this. I was on the radio. How many hours? 62 and a half hours a week.
Wow.
That is a Guinness record book. Guaranteed. And that's how much I love it. I mean, live, eat, sleep, this music is tremendous. So I did have a setback. While I was on the radio, I suffered a mild stroke.
Oof.
I knew the stroke come out. I felt it. And I walked into the other station. It was right across the hall. And said, somebody has to take over for me. I'm going to drive myself to the hospital. I think I just had a stroke. And they said, you're crazy driving to the hospital. I said, let me go. And I did. I drove myself to the hospital, walked in, said, my speech was slurred. I saw double vision, okay? But guess what? God took good care of me. I was in the hospital for 2 weeks, didn't have to go to no rehab. My speech came back to me on Wednesday of the same week, and I'm just very proud about that, how God watched over me and took good care of me.
Wow. Frankie, I'm amazed by that story. I don't know if you know this about me. I had a stroke myself 12 years ago.
Okay.
And it affected my right side of the body. And okay. I still walk with a limp, and I don't have much movement in my right arm. But that's what, on air, I go by the Truecotillo, and Truecotillo is that's Spanish. It means the crooked uncle. And so I never knew that about you. That's amazing.
Sure. Well, and then another thing, on June 18th last year, for Father's Day, my kids took me to Niagara Falls for Father's Day treat, my kids and all my grandchildren. And the first time we arrived there, after dinner, I come out of the restaurant and stepped off a high curb. Boy, that was devastating. I put my hands out in front of me so I could protect my face and head, but I did the worst thing. I broke a shoulder. I had a reverse shoulder operation, and I am still going to rehab this week, twice a week, and I cannot lift my left arm. So I've had a similar situation as you, but you know what? God is watching over me, and I'm determined to live to 100 and make sure that through my music and talking on the radio and bringing people closer to me, I will survive. I will survive.
You're an inspiration, Frankie. That's awesome. So radio, where do you see radio going in the next 15, 20 years?
Well, let me say this to you. I see it going to exactly what Crime Signs is doing. Going to the internet. They have it all figured out right now. They're doing their top job, and I'm just so proud to be part of them because they are fantastic human beings. And I highly recommend, and I say, please listen to the Crime Signs Radio. Get your friends, your neighbors, your relatives, even your enemies, because your enemies will become, once they listen, they're going to call you up and say, hey, you're my best friend for telling me about Crime Signs Radio. And that's personally the way I feel.
I feel that 100%. That's awesome. So what personally, for you personally, what's the most rewarding aspect of being on the radio for you?
Well, when I won that award in 2010, that's the thing that I think has met so many wonderful people and playing the best music ever. And, of course, I'm on stage. I'm an MC here in Pittsburgh, and I've traveled across the country and done some traveling with some people, and have MC'd the shows, and I just love being the MC of the show. Like Charlie Thomas, he just passed away not too long ago. Mm-hmm. But Charlie Thomas used to call me on the phone every October 27th to wish me a happy birthday. And he said I was his favorite MC. He said, "Frankie, you, way you dress, I got all glitter on, you know, I look sharp, which I want to, because that's what an MC is supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Stir up the crowd and get this act going, because you're going to make the crowd happy when Charlie Thomas and the Drifters come out on stage and start singing." And one thing Charlie did for me all the time, he said he used to announce, "Hey, have you ever seen the Frankie Day Spin?" And, of course, they haven't. But then he said, "Well, we're going to have Frankie come to the stage, and he's going to do it for you." And he'd start playing a song, and I would do the Frankie Day Spin. And we got a charge out of that every show we did that. Every show.
That's awesome, man. So when your radio career is all done and over, how do you want to be remembered?
Well, I want to be remembered as their disc jockey who played the best music besides in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, was the energy bunny of the radio, made people feel good in their lifetime, and brought back fond memories each and every day he was on. And his spirit and his soul, his enthusiasm for life was just tremendous, and it made us feel good.
That's beautiful. Your message to the world, Frankie?
Well, I love God, I love you, and I love Sam's Crown Sounds Radio. I love everybody on the road there, and more people want to listen. We want to get the whole world listening to them.
That's what I say. Frankie, thank you so much for your time, buddy. I appreciate it, man.
Thank you for your time. God bless you, and have a great show.
Thank you, buddy.